Hello, this is Will Hardy with Man Talk Radio. We are all about breaking down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few minutes. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, how do you run to Jesus? It may seem like a funny question to ask, but there's a very basic answer to it, and you know that's the topic of today's show, right, James?
That's right. The way we run to Jesus is simply through prayer. But what does that look like? We talk about running to Jesus, but we don't really get into what that looks like when we pray. So that's where we're going today.
Yeah, you know, James, this is so simple, really. I think we know that we need to call on him more than we do, and, well, that's the real challenge that we face.
Yeah, I was reminded of that, too, earlier today. Right before we went on the air, I had a small task to do that should have been quick, but it was like every little thing started to go wrong. You know what that's like. It's like being pecked to death by a duck, you know? And I thought, I know what this is. It's just another way that the devil messes with me and gets in there and tries to discourage me when I've got something that I'm trying to do for God. So then I realized that I hadn't prayed before starting that task. And after I did and, you know, prayed about the circumstances, gave it to God, I was able to get it done a lot more quickly.
Wow. It makes you wonder, you know, what would our lives be like if we ran to Jesus more, really, you know? If we just let him into whatever we're doing, and better yet, if we get our plans and directions from him.
Yeah, exactly. But that's also a challenge that we face sometimes. I think sometimes we can feel like, why bother the Lord with this? You know, doesn't he want me to stand on my own two feet?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, but the answer to that question is no. He doesn't want us to stand on our own two feet. Not if it means that we don't let him in, right? Think about what Jesus said about being the vine and we are the branches, the way he puts it. You know, we can't do anything apart from him.
That's exactly it. And that's why running to him matters so much. It's not a weakness if we do it. It's actually a strength because we're learning to move in his strength instead of our own. So it's not a matter of spiritual immaturity. You know, if we run to him again and again, it's actually a matter of maturity. And I think this is part of what it means to have the faith of a child that he said he wants us to have, trying to stay open to God in our circumstances, no matter what's going on, you know, leaning on him, letting him in.
I'm thinking about what some people call come to Jesus moments, right? We really need to have a lot more of those, don't we?
Yeah. I think this is something that we can always grow in. You know, like right now, for example, am I praying while we're talking? Can I ask him to help us so that this talk really connects with our listeners? You know, there's no reason why we can't do two things at the same time. Just running to him, asking for his help, no matter what we're doing.
But it's also about more than just asking for help, isn't it? It's also a matter of just loving God and telling him we love him, praying for others and thanking him.
That's such a great point, Robbie. I mean, it really is. Wasn't there an old hymn called I Must Tell Jesus?
Oh, man, that goes back a long way. How old are you? I know you're younger than me.
I just like old hymns, but let's stay on point. So just think about it as a reflex action, you know? When someone comes to you with a need, just tell Jesus. Run to him with it. When someone has hurt you, just tell Jesus and ask for his help. When you're grateful for something, even the smallest little thing, do it again. Just tell Jesus. And like you were saying, you know, just Tell him you love him. Just go to him, you know?
Yeah, James, what would you say to someone who says, this just sounds like so much sentimentality?
I'm glad you bring that up because, you know, Jesus is either risen or he isn't. He's either given us his spirit to be with us always, as he promised, or he hasn't. And, of course, God's word makes clear that he is risen, that he has given us his spirit. So we can do this. This is a blessing and a privilege for us. It's something we get to do. So it's not just sentimentality, nor is it, you know, a discipline. I think we talked about that recently. Wasn't it last week we were talking about, you know, the quote-unquote discipline of prayer? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I were to say, you know, to my wife, I'm going to discipline myself to spend time with you, then she wouldn't take it as a compliment. You know, this is the living reality that God calls us into and welcomes us into more and more as we live with him.
Yeah, and the more you think about it, because we can all do this more than we do, really, and there are discoveries waiting to be made. It's as if God is just waiting for us to come to him.
Exactly, and that's the very thing that 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, you know, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So absolutely, again, run to him. Don't be afraid or ashamed to run to Jesus. Just do it and know he's waiting for you.
Yeah, and after all, he's the one who told us, come to me and I will give you rest.
That's right. Just keep coming back. He won't turn you away. And if you've been away for a while, talk with him about that. Confess any sin that you're struggling with and he'll meet you and help you right where you are. Robbie, any thoughts on this as we wrap up?
I remember one time I did an interview with a secular host who asked me, you know, as a mechanic, should you be asking God when you're turning a wrench? And I thought, man, he would really love it if I would do that, but I wish I could be more conscious of where I'm at in my relationship. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to work on.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's do it right now. Let's just run to him. Let's run to him as we wrap up. Lord, help us. Help us to do this more. Help us to just call on you and run to you, because I know you love it when we do, and good things await. So, Lord, thank you that you are near, Emmanuel, God with us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.